kind enough to join us now, Darren McKee at 104.3, the Fan in Denver, the Broncos flagship station. Darren, Dave's gone today, so it's just me, Nate, you know, and Katie out in Salt Lake City. And it seems to me, Darren, I don't remember this real well, but early on, maybe before the season, I feel like you came on this show and someone asked you the idea, like, hey, man, you know, the Broncos, they are the world champs, but they lost a couple guys on that defense. They have questions at quarterback. Are they due for a letdown year? And you, to your credit, stood in front of your boys, and now here we are with two games left in the season. Exactly like you said, Darren, the Broncos in prime position to play spoiler for teams that are going to make the playoffs.
It is going to be so much fun when the Broncos win the next two games and they end up in Oakland as everybody is excited to wear styrofoam, and the Broncos beat the Raiders, and then they go on and lose to New England in the AFC Championship game. But when that happens, that is going to be just one of the greatest joys of my life. Write them off. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Write off the Broncos. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, D-Mac, that's going to happen just like after I leave Utah. I'm going to head up to the North Pole and help Santa with the rest of his gifts.
Listen, if you want to bring up poles and Santa, that's your gift. I don't know what you're talking about. I got nothing to do with nothing on that, but that's your private life, and you can have whatever private life you want.
I honestly don't have a private life. There's no such thing.
Oh,
but
grim really fast.
It did. It got grim really fast. Oh my goodness. Well, this is actually interesting in the sense, like, first I want to talk to you about the Pro Bowl selections. Just trying to take your affiliation with the Broncos in Denver out of this picture right now. When you look at what the Raiders have been able to do this year, and then they get the 7 nods for the Pro Bowl, were you surprised there, or you're going to give them their credit where credit is due?
Oh, my God. All right. Enough. The Raiders are a good team. There you go. You wanted me to say it. There it is. They are a good team. And you know what? Even though Jack Del Rio did not have a great exit here in Denver, I love going forward on fourth down and 2 points, conversions, and being more aggressive with things. And they beat the snot out of the Broncos using 6 offensive linemen. I can't believe more teams haven't done that to the Broncos. Patriots basically tried last week. They just weren't as effective as doing it as the Raiders were. But, yeah, who do you stay away from the Broncos? Well, how about their Pro Bowlers, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris, and Von Miller? Well, there's a whole lot of field left after those three guys. And if you simply pound the ball and wear down the Broncos, you will eventually score. And, you know, the Broncos' offense is just horrific. And what they've proved, because the Broncos haven't forced a turnover in the past two games, if the Broncos can't generate turnovers, they are toast because their offense can't do a darn thing. So it's kind of a depressing situation, to be honest with you. And, you know, we suspected that Gary Kubiak's offense was not good last year, but everybody just sort of said, well, it's not good, but they're winning games. And, well, now we know why, really. And it was because of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And it's funny to say that because everybody knows he was not a good player as a player. But what you got to remember this from forever. The leadership and the sense of responsibility and all that, you know, that actually matters. It really does. Because without Peyton, boy, is this a sinking ship. And, yeah, they may – it is interesting because the Raiders may not have anything to play for the last week of the season. We'll see. I'm sure you'd want that number one seed because going to New England is – nobody wants to do that. But we'll see. They may not. And if the Raiders have nothing to play for, then what kind of effort do they really put forth against the Broncos here at home? So the Broncos may – you know what? The Broncos may stumble into another 2 wins, but they're not a good team this year. They're just not. They're not balanced. The offense is terrible. Trevor Siemian, he's an okay quarterback, but, you know, he's no Derek Carr. How about this? This is the greatest appearance ever on my show. So that is the reality of the situation here. So a lot of controversy and a lot of tricky things. And really, in all honesty, boy, you got to – my respect for Peyton Manning has increased this year without him playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's – I think that's a great point. As much as we ragged on him last year for not being the guy, you've still got this guy, Darren, that – has seen everything there is to see on a football field, and having the ball in his hands on every play, it's just not going to hurt your team.
Well, here's the deal, too. So after the game on Sunday, Gary Kubiak, for some insane reason, was soliciting opinions. He was having a group therapy session as soon as the game was over. Why? I have no idea. Russell Okung gets up to talk, and then accused the lead, who's threatened everybody. I mean, this is a guy who shot himself in the leg, according to the Dallas police. And he's threatening to beat Harry Douglas's ass. He's yelling at Russell Okung. I mean, this guy is a live wire. So the last person in the world I want upset with me is a key freaking police. And so, now let me ask you this. If Gary Kubiak does the same silly thing, solicit for opinions after a loss, and Peyton Manning steps up to talk, the same offensive performance, it's terrible, whatever, and Peyton Manning gets up to talk, do you think Aqib Talib is shouting down Peyton Manning?
No.
All right, how about this one? Jordan Norwood, who amazingly is still on his team, gets pushed in the back again by Aqib Talib. And do you think that happens with Peyton Manning in charge of the offense? Seriously. But do you really think Talib gets away with that if Peyton Manning is on that team? So there's these huge fractions. How about this? I'll give you one more. Harry Douglas tries to end Chris Harris's career with just a horrible receiver, limited talent. Harry Douglas, punk, should be a Raider. And Demaryius Thomas does a jersey exchange and takes his picture. Aqib Talib, again, got in a fight with Harry Douglas. And there's Demaryius Thomas taking pictures with Harry Douglas, switching shirts after the game. Again, do you think that happens? Do you think Peyton Manning grabs Demaryius Thomas by the scruff of the neck and says, get off the field? So I just gave you like four different examples of things that would have been different chemistry-wise if Peyton Manning was here, and none of them have to do with playing quarterback. But all of them have to do with being a better team. So my guess is with the Raiders, you have a better coaching staff, you have better leaders, and I think everybody, they should respect Derek Carr. I think he's got everybody's attention, and he's the real deal. You can win a Super Bowl with Derek Carr, and that's got to be exciting if you're a Raiders fan.
Well, and D-Mac, I got to ask you, you know, you bring up Derek Carr, and it's interesting to me because health is so important in the NFL. We all know that, especially to your quarterback. He has that finger injury on his you know, throwing hand, that pinky finger. And over the last 2 weeks, they've had to adjust the offense and change things up to kind of accommodate that and make sure that, you know, it's healing, but he's still impacting the game. How impressive has it been for somebody outside of, you know, Raider land to watch how they've been able to change and shift their defense, be able to positively impact the game and make a difference?
That's the thinking, and we all have to get to the lifeboats, but have you seen the fact that they're playing? You know, we're not paying attention to anything except grabbing a life jacket. But that being said, I'm impressed. If you're telling me that story, I'm not really aware of anything because I'm trying to say as many words as I can on the lifeboat, but all I can say about this, about Derek Carr, if that's the case, and I'm sure it is good because he's the leader. He's the man. And, you know, whatever you do, don't go away from that. You have to adjust a little bit. That's a strong message to send. And I think the Raiders, hey, man, the Raiders have succeeded throwing the ball, in the ball, playing.
And we lose him.
Nate, we're losing him. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's nice for a change to hear D-Mac giving a little love to the Raiders.
Well, I know. I'm kind of like, I think he's going on the offensive here a little bit, almost like some reverse psychology, because now I'm on skates and I don't know how to respond to this. I mean, he's saying nothing but nice things about this team.
Well, I think that goes to the thing, though, is like you have to give all people in media, and regardless of what team you follow and what team that you're kind of affiliated with and that you're a fan of, you have to look at what the Raiders have done this year, and you have to give credit where credit's due. They've had an impressive season, and Derek Carr has so much to do with that.
Yeah, and I thought it was a great point too, that he was bringing up about Peyton Manning and his leadership. And typically, Katie, I'm not, I understand the need of strong leadership, but generally speaking, I think a lot of things can be quantified, right? And so I'm not a real big fan of relying on things like intangibles to say, oh, well, we'd win more games, because of this thing that isn't even real. But those are just great examples. As we got Darren back here, Darren, you clear in the clear, man? Everything good?
Sorry about that.
Thought you might have been getting suppressed. You were being too nice to the Raiders.
I know. That's crazy. All right. I'll be more focused here. I'm driving up to the mountains and going skiing. In Colorado, when crap goes wrong, we escape to the Rockies. That's how I'm going to spend my day.
So looking ahead, as Darren McKee of 104.3, the Fan in Denver, joins us. Paxton Lynch waiting in the wings, we know that. Between the Broncos' struggles at quarterback on the field this year and however Lynch has developed behind the scenes, is this team's quarterback situation for the future any more clear than it was, say, 15 weeks ago?
No, it's a disaster. And it's part of the problem with the Broncos right now is they've had some real issues in their personnel in terms of what they're trying to do. They try to build their offensive line with Donald Stevenson and Russell Okung. That didn't work, obviously. And they've got a guy who was a seventh-round draft pick as their starting quarterback, Trevor Siemian. And you know what? He deserves to be their quarterback. And Paxton Lynch has had some opportunity. I thought Paxton Lynch would take advantage of his opportunity, and he hasn't. So I think it's kind of a mess, guys, to be quite honest with you. And you're going to legitimately hear calls for Tony Romo to be considered. But that being said, Trevor Siemian has not been the problem here.
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian is a, he's okay. He's not great, but he's okay. So, but is he the future? I doubt it. Paxton Lynch's problem is I don't know if he's put into studying. I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah.
To really know what's going on. So I'm not calling him dumb, but I guess I'm kind of calling him dumb. I'm not trying to. But
if you're not doing your job,
his own coaches for not knowing the playbook.
Yeah.
Well, and that's something that as a quarterback, that's 100% your responsibility. So that's on you. But I'm from the perspective of what's going on in Denver, you mentioned Tony Romo, and that whole situation in Dallas is, I was expecting it to kind of go in this direction, but I was not expecting it to kind of get to the point where he's saying, hey, just release me, because he wants to make the choice. But if you say that the quarterback isn't really the problem in your guys' offense in Denver, so does plugging someone like Tony Romo in make it a big enough difference where your defense again can just carry you when you have a decent quarterback and maybe not the best offense?
Good question. Maybe, but maybe 2 years ago. In all honesty, the Broncos defense, while the secondary, the no-fly zone, buy your socks today, while they are fantastic, and they really are. I mean, T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart, Akeem and Chris Harris, they really are the best. They really are. You got to give them props on that. However, the linebacking situation inside, not great. Von Miller, he's up there. You got to talk about him being the defensive MVP. But aside from that, the Broncos' run defense is weak. They missed out on Malik Jackson. Boy, does that hurt them. And they got another guy, Vance Walker, who got hurt early in the year. Anybody can run the ball against the Broncos. And they should. Teams should just pound away. They'll have success. And, so the defense isn't the same. So that's a good point. The defense just isn't what it was. So what's the point of bringing in an old guy? You're probably right about that. Sadly for the Broncos, we may be in this 8-8, 7-9, 6-10, 9-7 world here for a little bit. And that sucks. You guys know what that's like, because it's been that way for 14 years or something, or whatever it's been.
7-9 would have been great for most of those years.
Exactly. That's funny. Right. So, but it's like missing the playoffs year after year, and the Broncos, I don't know, man. I just don't see it getting better anytime soon. And I got to – the AFC West is – I mean, boy, here I am giving credit to the Raiders again. But, I mean, in a year that the AFC West was the strongest probably in all of football, there's the Raiders sitting at the top of the pile. So, props to the Raiders because it's a strong division, and they're the best team.
Yeah, I mean, it's just remarkable, Darren, how quickly things turn around in the NFL, whereas –
right.
You know, you've got this Bronco. The Raiders were nothing. 2 years ago, they were nothing. We didn't think they were going to win a game. And, I mean, even at the bottom of the division, you've got the Chargers who they stink, but, you know, they've got Phillip Rivers, so they can keep games close and steal one here and there. It's just I don't know that, you know, the Broncos did a little bit to regress, but it's just everyone just shot through the roof really quickly and kind of caught them by surprise.
I can tell you why. I know why. It's because, well, you did hire a good coach, as it turned out. That was important. You really spent money on your offensive line, and you made the right decisions. And then you developed over time, and you had faith in, and you were patient with, a really good quarterback prospect who has turned into a great quarterback. The running backs don't matter. They fall off trucks. You can find them anywhere you want. If you got the right offensive line, it does not. I know you guys probably love your running backs and all that, and they're good. But
you're not wrong.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah,
that's not a. And wide receivers, whatever with wide receivers. I mean, you can find those guys too, right? I mean, look at Tom Brady. Who are these guys? I think Chris Hogan was working at a Dunkin' Donuts last week, and then he's catching touchdown pass. Chris Hogan of the Patriots played lacrosse for 4 years at Penn State, and he's catching touchdown passes. So those positions don't matter, but your offensive line does, and the Raiders have done a great job. And developing a quarterback does, and I'll tell you this, and this is the hard part, and this is what Broncos fans, and I've been screaming about this on my own show, is listen, once you draft that guy, you got to play him, because Derek Carr doesn't get to where he's at until he gets a chance to fail every now and then, right? And if Paxton Lynch, everybody here wants to, you know, Paxton Lynch to be incredible right away, it's not going to happen. I mean, you got to sit there and win 5-6 games. Aaron Rodgers was on the bench for 3 years, and in his first year as a starter, he won like 5 or 6 games. He wasn't great his first year, even though he'd been in the league for so long. Everybody wants this instant respect, and everybody says, oh, Dak Prescott, look at Dak Prescott. Yeah, Dak Prescott is playing behind the highest-paid offensive line in the NFL, just loaded, just like the Raiders. And if I wanted to bet on the two teams that have the best chance of succeeding in the playoffs, I'd go to offensive line, and I would go with the Cowboys and the Raiders because they have the two best offensive lines in the NFL, period. And the defenses are good enough, more than good enough, very good, actually. So I would not be surprised at all to see a Raiders-Cowboys Super Bowl. How would you like that? That'd be something, huh?
I like it. That's Darren McKee of 104.3 The Fan. It is a bizarre expectation to put on a guy to assume that if he sits with a clipboard long enough, then he's going to step in and just be the perfect quarterback.
I don't understand it. And here's where I get yelled at all the time. We were in a situation in Denver with two young guys. Uh-huh. It's not like Trevor Siemian's an old guy or a veteran. So I was saying, like, play Paxton Lynch. I mean, early in the season. Yeah, play him for a couple series. Get him some experience. Put him in situations where if he fails, it's not the worst deal. Well, you would have thought I was, you know, you wouldn't believe the names I was calling for suggesting something like that. And a lot of that comes from very old-school NFL players that are used to just the one guy. Well, what do we see in the NFL now? We see an offensive line rotation very commonly, and you guys do that out in Oakland. Mm-hmm. You see players sharing jobs all the time. You see prescribed rest because the NFL season is brutal. And these Thursday night games got to go. And they're just watering down the product, and people are just tuning out. So here's what you're going to see. You're going to see more rest for more players more often, and you got to figure out how to develop these young guys. I don't know how else to put it. The Broncos have got to be the oldest school organization in terms of their thought process. I mean, it is so frustrating. They are so old school with everything. Rios credit. He got burned in Jacksonville. He paid his penance here as a coordinator here in Broncoland, and he is not going to sit on his hands and not be aggressive. I mean, how do you not love that? The guy is going to be aggressive. So all those morons wearing styrofoam and face paint, they must love him. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
T-Mac, we appreciate you making the time.
Thank God you guys got the 49ers.
Well, we're kind of trying to forget about them. Our big question today was, hey, do they still suck? Yes, they do. Moving on.
By the way, great job, 49ers, by not hiring Adam Gase. Way to go, 49ers. Way to knock that one out of the park.
That was
so funny. Do you guys realize how close the Niners were to hiring Adam Gase? I mean, it was done. It was done. Do you guys know that?
Well, yeah, and then Jed was just like, Jim's kind of my guy, so you want to be his offensive coordinator? You mean the janitor? No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact, I can't talk about it on the radio, but let me just say, it was close, and then something happened that was kind of stunning at the last second, and the 49ers should have stood their ground. They should not have been influenced by what they were influenced by. I can't say any more than that, which is terrible.
Oh, my.
Well, we're not going to put you in a position to get yourself in trouble, D-Mac, but we always appreciate your time, man. And, hey, have fun skiing.
You got it, baby. I'm going to tear it up. Yeah. When everything sucks, we go to the mountains.
Me too, man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. The whole deal, D-Mac. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Hope the Raiders get blown out in the playoffs. See ya.
Stop.
All right. Take care. Yeah, we'll see. There you go. Listen to all the nice things he had to say about the Raiders. We'll be back with the final hour. Greg Papa joins us next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.